Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Well, now you go to hell.
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike
no,
Shope and the
are.
Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Let them work it out. All right. The Bills are done for a long time. We have done our best to make, really for your benefit, the mini camps meaningful, interesting, relevant, important even. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that's come across.
That's what we've been doing.
Well, by indulging the whole machine at all, by mentioning them, I think a little bit, yes. Yeah. I think that's actually, we'll take it, right? We'll take
sure.
Short practices and shorts, you know, well, it's something. But now we have nothing for a long time. James Cook was still there. That developing story continues to develop in that direction.
Into nothing.
Brandon Bean today said, you know, he sounded like, he said, it's what's the exact quote? Like, we expect him to be ready to go in Rochester, which I still think means it's kind of like, implying that he'll have a new deal by then, but not necessarily. We've spent enough time on that. As long as he's there, right?
Right.
And Sal says, and Sal will join us in an hour, Sal says that Dalton Kincaid had a good day. Have we...
Stock up!
Have we spent enough time on him?
Arrow up! What do you want me to say here? I think yes,
but I think more is... You know, mm-hmm.
More's coming.
Fair.
Sure.
Do you know who holds the Bills record for a tight end, most catches in a season?
No. It's not something I have stored away.
Even though you're wearing a Bills hat, like somebody
even though I am wearing a Bills hat today, I don't. Hang on, let me look inside the brim. No, I don't have.
Oh, what a magic trick!
I don't have a cheat sheet in there.
You take the hat off for a minute for some reason. I go and write the name inside the hat, and you just do that for some reason. You just take, or I get you to take the hat off and look. Boom! There it is.
I
didn't think of it.
The first name that came to mind as the unlikely leader all time in tight end receptions for them. If it's not Dalton Kincaid with the number he had as a rookie, isn't it him?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I was going to guess like Jay Reimersma or something, but no, it's Kincaid.
Kincaid is the record holder. Yeah. Most catches by a tight end with the Bills. 73.
As a rookie.
And he did it as a rookie. Last year he had 44. He played three fewer games. My challenge with him is more one thing than anything else. And that is, I just don't see the path in this lineup, on this team, for him to do better than that. I think, and part of what Sal tweeted about Kincaid today was like red zone. I think that might mean everything when it comes to him.
Mm-hmm.
But with Shakir, the player he is, and Knox still very, I want to say, relevant to their offense, I don't know where that leaves Kincaid. And I want to not just get like reflex back to the draft pick itself for this. Those two guys, though, were on the team already. And they were optimistic about Shakir. They didn't know he would be as good maybe as he has turned out to be. But they could have known that. And Knox was already under contract. So I think it still can be, maybe it always will be, debated. Like the idea of Kincaid as a draft pick. But they've changed, you know, styles pretty significantly since they did that. And I think it just kind of leaves him capped, if not dusted, I want to say. I think to justify what the pick was, he's going to need to be more than he's been. And I just don't really see that happening unless it happens after one of Knox or Shakir are gone. And Shakir's not going anywhere.
Shakir's not going anywhere. Knox, I mean, maybe after this year, that's a conversation worth having. I mean, it might depend a lot on how the year looks. But that would leave you without a starting caliber tight end that is actually a tight end. Like, Kincaid has not been. And, you know, we'll see. The talk was, you know, when the offseason began and being sort of, I think, scolded himself today in talking about Kincaid's, and maybe he was a little too harsh about talking about his durability concerns and you know, getting stronger to handle the rigors of the league.
He said that today?
I don't know the exact quote, but it's basically what I just said.
He said that to Tyler Dunn.
Okay.
Whenever that, like the week of the draft, he said the same thing.
Oh, okay.
He said he wished he had reworded, you know, that.
Yeah, well, he reiterated that today then. But the point is, you know, depending on how much transformation there can be from one off season to the next in Kincaid becoming more of a blocker, maybe that is a pathway for him to be on the field more and being used in two tight end sets if they can sell the idea of him as a blocker and then spring him as a receiver. Like, that's I think that was the idea behind the draft pick in the first place. But the problem was nobody really, I think, has taken him seriously as a blocker. Like, he's there, you're expecting him to run a pattern and catch the ball. You know, perhaps, anyway. It's not like he's some target hog, like you're saying already. But
I think he might have been, we have Scott Barrett tomorrow. Scott will know this. I think he might have been second in the league among tight ends in targets per route run.
Yes, he rated very highly in that metric.
Okay, so when he is running routes, he gets the ball enough. It's not like the Bills are not, for in that one way.
Right.
When he is running a route down the field, he gets the ball.
When they use him, they use him.
More than his share of times.
If that makes sense. You know, like, you know what I mean by use.
He didn't catch many of those, enough of those passes.
Right. But the off target was a big problem. At least 10 air yards or more was really tough, the success rate on that. But anyway, I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to move on from Knox, they would need a starting caliber tight end, unless Kincaid can become that or prove to them that he can be reliable in that way. So I don't know where that is going to leave you. I do think you hit on it right at the start there, talking about Sal commenting about the touchdowns in the red zone. Because I think it does, it's only 2 years and there were injuries last year. And this point about him getting targets, like getting the ball thrown to him when he runs routes, is important. But even with all that, that you could, I think, interpret as trending positively, I don't think you're going to get to, you know, some number of catches that makes you go, wow, look at that. It's got to be touchdowns. 60 catches, but 8 touchdowns. Okay. You know, I think I've got something here. But 2 touchdowns a year with your usage being kind of hard to really bank on, I think is a tough way to go. So it's got to be red zone, I think. And maybe it can be. But yeah, I'm not optimistic about them finding, if the mantra is going to continue to be everybody eats, then they're not of the mind to be featuring someone. And so I doubt that they're going to do that with him. And so where does that leave you? You know, I think it leaves you wondering about what it's all worth, really.
Well, the thing about this is tricky because ultimately it becomes like an analysis of him. In a year, it's a question of the fifth-year option, right? After his third year in the league, then we'll have that conversation about whether he's worth keeping even for the one more year, let alone like an extension. I mean, that could happen too. But there'll be that conversation. And when I think you sit down to assess his value, well, so far I'm not getting really the quote seam stretcher. I'm not getting really anybody that can really hold up in line. I'm not getting touchdowns. What am I really getting? I think the touchdown part, the first part, like I don't want to completely just absolve Kincaid of any responsibility in his own performance. I mean, I would never want to do that. But the seam stretcher part is so limited by what their offense is. I mean, they've run the ball more. Shakir exists. Like they really just haven't, they frankly didn't need that last year. If you want to point to the last play of the season, I mean, you could. That was a tough play, I think. But still, that was down the field to him and he didn't catch it. So I think you have, let's say this is like in a courtroom. And you're Kincaid, like, look, I can't be the player I was drafted to be or I think is maybe my strength because of the offense I'm in and the players around me. And also, I think the touchdown piece is really tough because the Bills just do not need pass catchers in the red zone, in the end zone. Like, they just have not. Allen's just going to do it.
They're so good at getting in there other ways. Yeah, Cook and Allen, right.
He's just going to do it. So why do they need anybody to become like a red zone target exactly? Maybe Mark Andrews was more that even like a few years ago for Lamar Jackson. There are maybe better examples.
Well, the red zone is bigger. Like, you know, goal to go is certainly a running back or a quarterback, you know, running the ball. And not that they don't run it in the red zone, but where I think you're looking, when I see, I'm thinking like, you know, third and goal at the 9, or first and 10 at the 19. Like those are plays that, you know, that is the red zone, and you should, you know, be able to count on a matchup there, on, you know, whatever. If it's a safety, it's a size problem. If it's a linebacker, it's a speed problem. You know, get that going. That's where I think it has to come. Like you get close to the goal line, and I'm just not expecting that to be. You know, I'm not expecting him to get, like, you know, short touchdown receptions. Short, you know, in finger quotes.
Well, right. Like that.
5 yards and under. But
that hasn't happened yet. He doesn't have a touchdown catch of 5 yards or less in his career. He has one of 6. That was the Jacksonville Monday night game, and that's a broken play. And Allen is rolling to the right, makes a typical amazing Allen athletic play, and Kincaid makes a good catch. Even maybe a very good catch at the back of the end zone there. He's got a 6-yard, I'm not going in chronological order. He's got a 6-yard touchdown catch. He's got a 12-yard touchdown catch in Seattle. His rookie year, he had 2 touchdown receptions, each of 22 yards in night games, by the way. He seems to be better in night games by this Bulldog.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Tampa, Denver.
Give me more night games.
He also had maybe the
play you're looking for the most to be like the blueprint for him in that Pittsburgh playoff game.
Right, and that's 29.
Right.
So, like, you're getting those. You've gotten a few of those. You got a few of those from all kinds of different tight ends over the years, though, right? Like,
right.
Most teams are going to give guys are going to give you a few plays like that over the season, and then you end up, you know, if you choose to, back at the pick in the first place. And really, that doesn't really help much. What that if anything, is good for is the decision in the end about what to do with him because of money, mm-hmm. you know, first round pick.
Yeah, the time to judge that is when they decide on the fifth year option and or a contract extension or, you know, say no to all of that. What were we doing here exactly?
Well, what are the odds right now of what'll happen? Boy. I think right now I would bet that he does.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Does get the fifth year?
Yeah.
Because I think it would have to go worse than it's gone for him to not. I think if they're the same team, even if they win, like if they're a top team again next offseason, and he gives them what he gives them, has been giving them, I think they would do it.
I think if it's like last year and there's injuries again after an offseason that began, as much as Bean wanted to run away from it, a week after or even today, the point about his durability is still a strong one. It tells you the organization at least is expecting some effort and obviously some kind of transformation if you are going to be a featured player here. So if he has problems with his legs again, this or anything else for that matter, I think that might weigh as heavily against a long-term future as anything. As much as you can, like it's year two and you go, well, tough break with the injuries. Hopefully you can stay healthy because you did have at least a good rookie year with a lot of catches, still not a lot of touchdowns, but you came through it. I think he had reason to be optimistic about him at this time last year to build on what happened in his rookie year. But if you have an uneven year and there's health problems, that would be a big thing to me about about taking the fifth year option, because I think you'd have reason to be worried, especially if it's a reoccurrence of whatever the name of that thing you found out about the knee was. I forget what it's called.
Morel Lavallee lesion.
Okay,
that might be close. I just think of a lava lamp because Pat Corain pointed this out on ADP Chasing, and he mentioned he's got a lava lamp in his knee, and then one of our producers made a graphic out of it, and so I feel like it's a lava lamp.
Okay.
But I know it isn't a lava lamp.
Right.
Which, by the way, those are young guys, and like they all, oh, yeah, sure, we love lava lamps.
Kind of kitschy.
Is it? Are lava lamps back?
I don't know. We thought it was pretty cool. Like the first apartment I ever had, someone brought one in. And wow, this is cool. This is like, we're the mod squad or something. I don't know what the hell we were thinking. We were, 20 and, drinking 18 packs of whatever beer was $3.99. I don't know that they ever went out.
Okay. They've hung on.
Yeah.
To cultural relevance. Just like Kincaid is, kind of doing, even though it's only 2 years versus like 50. Well, he's an interesting one. They all are. I mean, pick your favorite. On any given day, we're talking about one of them. Morning today, it was Coleman. Like, what's a good year for Coleman? What's a good year for Kincaid? Is the rookie year a good year for Kincaid? That was 73 for 673 and two on 91 targets.
It's very,
is that good?
Very high. That catch rate, it's very hard for me to not at least say it was good. But I don't think I want to go much. I don't think I want to vary in there. And I don't know that I even want a great. It was good. Okay, I said a few minutes ago, I would sacrifice, I don't know, 10 of those catches for more touchdowns. I would think the Bills would too. Although, you know, they might tell you it doesn't matter who scores, you know, as long as the offense, you know, scores their points.
They did score like 60 touchdowns, right? I mean, that it's going to be tough to do better than that.
Yeah.
And who is he taking them from?
Right.
Amari Cooper didn't score touchdowns. Mac Hollins had five. If Kincaid goes to, what do you want, six or seven?
You're taking him from some combination of Cook and Allen.
Allen and Cook, right, from rushing touchdowns. Yep. And it's just, it's really like, forget the draft status, forget the 50-year option, forget everything. Is that worth even bothering to try to do? What's the play? You want third and nine or third and seven or third and six, whatever. Like what would be traditionally almost always a passing down.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want the Bills to do on that play?
Find the guy that's automatic and go to him. And I don't know who that is.
Allen runs for four and then he runs it in on fourth and two, right? I think is what
right.
I would recommend. Because they have not been, I don't want to say like this is an Allen problem, but they just have not been really ever. I mean, was Diggs this? Was he an exception to this? Where I guess I want to see numbers, like Allen versus the league on, you know.
Red zone touchdowns.
Yeah, passes to the end zone, I think, right. I would want.
Yeah.
From inside the 10 or just passes to the end zone in general, is he above league average? Completion percentage. I don't know.
And even attempts. I'd be curious about attempts, period, because of how effective, at least the last year and a half, they've been running the ball so well.
Who is the only Bills tight end ever to have at least three seasons that rank in the top 10 in receptions for a Bills tight end? Who's the only name on here three times in the top 10?
I'm going back to the Jay Reimers-Mowell. No, it's not him.
It's not him. I don't think that's a bad guess.
Reuben Gant?
It's not Reuben Gant. It can't be Kincaid because he's had 2 years.
Right. Scott Chandler.
It is Charles Clay.
Oh. A player that I absolutely 100% completely forget every time was on the Bills when we talk about Bills tight ends. I just never think to say his name.
I think that is a good topic. But what would it sound like? Who's a player you never remember?
Yeah, that's tough. He's nobody's calling.
I can't remember him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I really can't tell you.
Yeah. I think he wore a number.
I think he was out of the Big 12.
Yeah, right. Feeling you're gonna give us clues and ask us to help you identify this player you can't remember.
Hey, how's it going, guys? There's a guy. Remember this guy? That one guy.
Yeah.
Who? There was the one play.
I think it was against Washington.
I think it was against.
I was.
I know I was at the game.
Right.
Yeah, that would be tough.
I think it was either last year or Allen's rookie year. I can't remember which. We're out. Thanks.
I am never able to remember all the receivers at one time. Yesterday, it was Palmer, I forgot.
Right.
Other times, it's usually Samuel. If it's anybody, it's going to be Samuel. So I forget about him, and I don't know. Like, I'm not going to forget about Elijah Moore for a while. That has my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think Palmer included, Samuel included for sure. All these receiver signings, Coleman as a draft pick, even maybe Kincaid, all these guys that they've brought in have just left a little bit too much to be desired. the chorus when talking about them is it's fragmented, it's fractured. Like, it's not, you have people that like, no, I don't think so. Where's the evidence? What kind of role is he going to have? Like, that was a Coleman thing. Are they going to use him maybe the best way possible? Kincaid, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like with Moore, there's enough to bet on with him as long as he gets a real shot. And that's up to the Bills to, you know, make a call on. Like, because he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to be more than other receivers they've just tried out, basically. But I guess he's got to show the minicamp's over. He had some chance to show at minicamp, then into training camp and probably the preseason, that he really is somebody that just has not had the right opportunity yet. And if that's it, then that could be a huge find. But I don't know if the Bills really are thinking of him that way. You know, when I ask people about the pecking order, he gets mentioned, but it's not like he has to be at or near the top of the list. So he's another one to have fun pondering, Elijah Moore. 803-0550 for your calls. Yesterday, we had a few different Bills things. I'm not sure anybody called in, but we had the point about being favored in every game and just like the magnitude of that. I've got the spreads of every game this year in front of me, and I still want to be able to like really dig in on those and eventually be able to bet on those based on what I think might change between now and when the game is. So that'll be fun for some of us. Also, the topic about expectations that we spent some time on in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday, just trying to live with, you know, that's, it's not a bad thing, but a team that really the only kind of season we really need anymore is a championship. And
it's a tough way to live.
It's just, that's a lot to ask, obviously. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Sal at 4, Brian Koziol later on the U.S. Open. This is WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.